You're listening to SBS News.
Actor Sachin Job has been pushing for equal opportunities to see more multicultural faces on screen.
I just wanted to push for that casting change here in Australia, especially considering how multicultural the country is. We've got an overload of talent here, and so whether it be streaming services or whether it be linear television, the casting in particular when it comes to lead cast and main cast roles.
Now the federal government is launching a five-year policy for Australia's arts and culture sector, what it is calling the National Cultural Policy. Under the plan, streaming giants will be required to spend a certain percentage of their company profits on Australian content. Federal Arts Minister Tony Burke says from mid-next year, streaming quotas will apply for Australia.
The government's announcement that we're making in cultural policy is on the timeline. We'll then sit down to work through exactly what the percentage needs to be, how quickly we get there, and what decisions we make about sub-quotas. There's obviously also a story out there that a lot of people are wanting to make sure there's a guarantee of drama, a guarantee of children's content. They're all decisions that will be taken in the first half of this year, legislation in the second half of this year, quotas a reality from the middle of next year.
The CEO of Screen Producers Australia, Matt Diener, says this is an important shift for the media sector.
All of this is very, very interesting and critical and transformative and so, so big in terms of once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation shift of strategy about our cultural industries and certainly our screen industries.
He says actors, writers, creatives, crew members and production companies all need to be cared for.
For us, this is about securing the long-term ability of our nation to tell screen stories, because increasingly, people are watching services on streaming platforms. There's no regulation of those platforms.
In 2021, viewing on streaming services such as Disney Plus and Amazon Prime overtook free-to-air television. National Senator Bridget McKenzie says this plan will put Australia on track to match European Union streaming content standards.
And I think Australian actors, producers and screenwriters have actually delivered fantastic, iconic product that the world has loved to see. So I think it's a good thing.
The Federal Opposition's Anne Rustin is questioning how the system will work in practice.
How are their government going to go about actually making these streaming giants deliver this content? We can't just have more thought bubbles, more announcements. We actually need to see the detail of delivery, because if you can't deliver it, there's no point in announcing it.
And it's unclear how much of the company revenue from streaming giants will be reinvested locally. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says she will be arguing for a 20% minimum quota. She also wants to see a more stable funding solution for cultural institutions that are facing staff and service cuts due to a shortfall in government funding over the last decade. The National Library, the National Gallery of Australia, and the National Film and Sound Archive have all been struggling. Senator Hanson-Young says the situation of those working in the arts also needs attention.
Australian artists have been let down for far too long. For over a decade, there has been a policy attack on Australian artists and creatives. So we want to see a commitment to looking after the working rights of artists, making sure that we understand and see from the government a commitment. Art matters, and the work of artists matter. Whenever there is a big event in this country, whenever we are in crisis, whether it is the bushfires, the floods, or COVID, Australians have turned to our artists and our creatives to help us make sense of it and to help us heal. And it's time that we gave something back to them.
A 20% quota would mean revenue of about $480 million is spent on Australian content. The federal government plans to introduce legislation on an Australian content quota later this year. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.